On patrol longboat key police reports, week of May 22, 2026 animal, May 15 to 8:05 a.m., Officer Maple was dispatched to Bayfront Park for an aggressive dog in the dog park. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple met with the complainant, who stated a small white dog was fighting with other dogs, and he had witnessed at least 4 to 5 attacks, and he had to physically separate the dogs. Officer Maple located the owner of the aggressive dog, who claimed he had never been approached by the complainant before today, and his dog likes to play a bit rough, but he has never seen the dog bite another dog or person, and was confused on the police involvement. He stated the complainant was aggressive towards him, and stated he was going to hurt/kill his dog if it kept attacking others. No cameras were available to review, and he did not witness any aggressive nature by the dog, who was friendly towards people. Officer Maple informed the owner of the reportedly aggressive dog that he could be open to civil issues if the behavior continues and causes injury to others. Case clear. Citizen assist, 10:45 a.m. Officer Maple responded to Bayou Sound for a report of a reckless driver. The complainant reported that a black Toyota has been seen several times speeding inside the neighborhood. The complainant advised that earlier today she observed the vehicle driving on Bayou Sound at a high rate of speed, which she believed it was traveling between 50 and 55 miles per hour. She said that she followed the vehicle to Bayou Sound, where the vehicle parked in a driveway. Finally, she advised that a young man exited the vehicle and confronted her and asked her to leave the property. Also, a woman came out from the residence, who is believed to be the driver's mother. Officer Maple explained to the woman that the police department is limited in its ability to enforce traffic laws inside the community due to its roads being private. Officer Maple advised her to contact the HOA and make a formal request for traffic enforcement if the problem continues. Case clear. May 16th, boat, 12:51 p.m. Officer Maple responded to the 7300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious boat. The complainant reported that a few boats were parked illegally in a marked boat prohibited area in Greer Island. Sergeant Smith contacted the occupants of the boats and were advised of the town ordinances. The boat operators immediately complied and moved the boats. Case clear. Lights, 9:09 p.m. Officer Martinson was dispatched to the 2800 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive on a call of a suspicious person in regards to a group of men fishing on the beach with lights. Upon arrival, Officer Martinson advised them that it was turtle nesting season and white lights were not allowed on the beach at night. The men stated they were unaware that turtle season had already started and apologized. The men turned off their lights. Case clear. May 17th, person 4:01 p.m., Officer Nazarino responded to Gulfside Road for a suspicious person call. Upon arrival, the caller advised that the two unidentified men had left the abandoned property in a black Tesla prior to Officer Nazarino's arrival. The caller was unable to provide a registration tag and direction of travel. The caller further advised that the subjects did not attempt to enter the abandoned house and were flying a drone on the property. Case clear. May 18th, person 8:44 a.m. Officer Castro was dispatched to Wedge Lane in reference to a suspicious person. The complainant who recently moved onto Wedge Lane called the police department to report a suspicious man wandering around. She said that the man had a headlamp and was walking around the property for approximately 2 hours. The woman advised that she did not call the police yesterday because she did not want to be a bather. However, she decided to call on this day in case something had happened. Officer Castro and Officer Mathis walked the property and all appeared to be secure. In addition, Officer Mathis contacted the property owner using contact information. The man was a worker fixing the landscaping lights. The man advised that the work has been done at night, since the lights needs to be accommodated and aimed at the right place. The man said he will call the police and also let the neighbors know when the worker returns to the property. Case clear. May 19th, AirPods, 12 a.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the 5400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive to handle lost AirPods. Officer Troyer spoke with the caller who said he was at a public beach on Longboat when he lost his AirPods. He said he was tracking the device and observed the AirPods were pinging at a location on Siesta Cay. The man contacted the Sarasota Police Department, however, they wouldn't start the recovery without a police report already filed. Case clear. Chairs, 4:28 p.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the 3400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a disturbance. The complainant called the police department and reported two men in a verbal argument. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer met with the employee of the resort, who said they had beach chairs set out on the property that is an area meant for guests or residents of the resort. The employee said there is a constant issue where non-guests use their chairs without permission. The employee observed a man wearing a Speedo and a woman wearing a bathing suit, using the chairs without permission. The employee also said there was a sign posted next to the chairs to apprise people about the chairs. The employee confronted the couple about the chairs and asked them to return the chairs, as they did not have a right to use them. The employee said the couple told him they would continue using the chairs and would return them when they were done. The employee told them no, which the couple told them to call the police. The employee said there was no argument. Officer Troyer met with the couple on the beach and observed them using the chairs. Officer Troyer also observed the sign, which reserved the chairs for resort residents and guests. Officer Troyer asked the couple approximately two more times to kindly put the chairs back, which they did not make any attempt to get up and return the chairs. Officer Troyer then demanded the couple return the chairs. The couple then became irate at Officer Troyer for demanding them to put the chairs up, and felt he was rude for demanding they put the chairs back. In the end, the couple put the chairs up, however, they were not happy. Case clear. May 20th, garage door, 11:45 a.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to Bayside Drive for an open garage door. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple canvassed property and located one unlocked window too high for any entry and an open garage door. Officer Maple attempted to close the garage door by using the wall-mounted garage door opener, with no luck. Officer Nazarino and Officer Maple were successful in manually closing the door. Officer Maple attempted to contact the homeowner with no luck. Case clear. Citizen assist, 2:26 p.m. Officer Barrett was dispatched to Harborside Drive regarding a possible floating dock creating a navigational hazard in Sarasota Bay. Upon arrival, Officer Barrett noticed a large object that appeared to be a severely damaged floating dock, approximately 1/2 mile behind the residence. The object did not have any identifiable markings on it and was dilapidated. To mitigate a navigational hazard, Officer Barrett towed the object to the Bayfront Park kayak launch, secured it, and requested Public Works to dispose of the object. Case clear. May 21st, Citizen Assist, 11:33 a.m., Officer Maple was contacted by Sergeant Monfort about a boat that had dragged anchor off the restaurant. A vessel was reported by the restaurant owner. Upon arrival, Officer Maple with the complainant, who stated the sailboat had dragged anchor and was now resting against his dock. Officer Nazarino and Officer Maple tied off vessel to the moorings. Running the numbers for a Florida registration came back to the owner who Officer Maple contacted, and he stated he did not own a boat. Officer Maple notified FWC, who said they would open a case, but it could take weeks or months before a removal. Case clear.